I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today we're talking about a flamboyant, unique character who made waves wherever she went. She was quick to give an impressive singing performance, fall madly in love, and draw her sword and fight. Let's talk about Julie d'Aubigny. Julie d'Aubigny was born in France in 1673. Her father was the secretary of King Louis XIV's Master of the Horse, the Count d'Armagnac, putting Julie in close proximity to nobles. Her father trained the court pages, so Julie learned alongside them how to dance, read, draw, and fence. She dressed in boys' clothing from a young age. At the age of 14, the Count d'Armagnac first took Julie as his mistress, then had her married to Sieur de Maupin, another member of King Louis's court. This granted Julie the title Madame de Maupin, or simply La Maupin. That same year, Julie started an affair with an assistant fencing master. She fled south to Marseille with him before he killed a man in an illegal duel and was forced to flee from the law. On the way to Marseille, Julie started what would become a life of performance. She and her partner made money by singing and giving fencing exhibitions. All the while, she continued to dress like a man. In Marseille, Julie started singing for the opera. She soon fell in love with a young woman, but the girl's parents sent her away to a convent. Julie followed her love interest into the convent by pretending she wanted to become a nun. To help her new lover escape, Julie stole the body of a dead nun, put it in her lover's bed, and set the room on fire. In the chaos, the pair slipped away and carried on a three-month affair. As a result of that ordeal, Julie was charged with kidnapping, body snatching, arson, and failing to appear before the tribunal. She was sentenced to death by fire. But Julie's noble connections came in handy. She eventually contacted the Count d'Armagnac, who pulled some strings and got her pardoned by the king. Julie's hijinks were far from over. She became fast friends with the son of a duke after stabbing him in the shoulder during a duel. Though the two parted ways soon after meeting, they remained friends and co-conspirators for life. Julie started singing in the Paris Opera in 1690. She quickly became a popular act thanks to her impressive voice, acting ability, and unique androgynous clothing. Perhaps unsurprisingly, Julie cultivated some contentious relationships with her fellow actors. She fell in love with a singer who was already the mistress of another man. She battled a baritone in a legendary duel of wits, and she physically beat up a male singer for pestering women. In 1695, Julie kissed a woman at a ball, leading three separate noblemen to challenge her to a duel. Julie defeated them all. She was then forced to lay low for a while, disrupting her singing career. When she returned to the opera, Julie performed some major roles that were created specifically for her range. In 1705, she performed at the Paris Opera for the last time before taking refuge in a convent. Historians believe Julie passed away in 1707 at the age of 33. In 1835, the writer Théophile Gautier wrote the story Mademoiselle de Maupin, based on Julie d'Aubigny's life. In the book, D'Albert and his mistress both fall in love with a mysterious androgynous character who turns out to be Mademoiselle de Maupin, or Julie. The book's radical celebration of love, regardless of gender, made waves at the time and was later banned by the New York Society for the Suppression of Vice. All month, we're talking about explorers and contenders, so tune in tomorrow for another amazing story. This episode of Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? It feels like we're all trying to figure out how to move forward in these unprecedented times. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. BetterHelp is not a crisis line, and it's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's counselor network, which may not be locally available in some areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. Visit betterhelp.com/womanica. That's betterhelp.com/womanica. And join the over 700,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Special offer for Encyclopedia Womanica listeners. You can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/womanica.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.